Parshas Toldos begins with the marriage of Yitzchak and Rivka. They were married for 20 years, and they were not yet zoichet to children. This was a common theme among the Avos and the Imois. Avram and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka, Yaakov and Rachel, they all struggled with infertility. The Gemara asks, "V'pnei hoyav aseinu akarim, why were Avos incapable of having children? After all, they were tzaddikim. Why did they have to endure such pain and anguish and heartbreak?" And the Gemara gives a very cryptic answer. "V'pnei shakadosh baruch hu mis'avel et tefilasim shel tzaddikim, because Hashem desires the tefilas of the righteous." At first glance, this sounds almost harsh, even troubling. Just because they're righteous, is that a reason to make them suffer? Shouldn't Hashem reward them with children without them needing to beg? What does that even mean, that Hashem desires their tefillas? Can the infinite, all-powerful being desire anything from us? Does he need our prayers? And the answer reveals a fundamental truth about tefillah. Hashem doesn't withhold his blessings as punishment, but rather, sometimes he withholds something from us because he craves connection. He wants a relationship with us. And the deepest, truest form of connection between the Yid and the Rabbanu Shel Olam is through tefillah. The word tefillah means attachment. Rachel Amenu said, "Neftule elekim neftalti, I have become attached." She used the same root as tefillah. Prayer, then, is not simply about asking for something. It's about attaching ourselves to Hashem. The goal of tefillah is not the result, it's the relationship. I'll give you an example. When you send your son to Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, do not give him a credit card. Because if you do, you'll never hear from him again. Instead, give him a debit card with a very limited balance. Not because he's stingy, not because you don't want him to have what he needs, but because you want him to call you. You want that connection. You want to hear his voice. You want him to share his experiences from Yeshiva. You want him to remain close to you. So too, Hashem sometimes gives us a debit card instead of a credit card. He withholds his yeshuas, or his brachas, or a solution, not out of anger, but out of love, because he wants to hear from us. He wants us to pick up the phone. He wants us to open up the siddur and say, "Tati, I need you." That's not cruelty, that's closeness. There's a story told about a king who once came to visit a city in his kingdom. The royal announcers declared that every person would have a private audience with the king, 2 minutes per person, to request anything they wanted. A large tent was set up in a huge field, and thousands of people lined up for this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And one by one, they were ushered in to see the king. The first person said, "Your Majesty, please help me get a mortgage for my home." Second person said, "I need a new car. Help me get my son into law school. Can I have a business loan? Help me obtain a green card." All day long, people came with their needs and their requests. And finally, towards evening, one man entered the tent and he said, "Your Majesty, I have no request today. I don't need money. I don't want help or favors. All I am asking from you is that you grant me a 15-minute audience with you once a week. Not to ask for something from you, just to speak with you. Just to get to know you. Just to learn from you." And the king was stunned. He said, "In all my years as king, no one has ever made such a request. Everyone wants something from the king. But this man wants a relationship with the king. That is the most precious request of all. And that is what Hashem desires when he withholds his blessings. He's not saying no. He's saying, call me more often." He doesn't just want to be the king we turn to in crisis. He wants to be the father we talk to every day. Because one day, when all of our tefillahs are answered and we receive our yeshuas, we will realize the greatest gift we ever received wasn't the thing we davened for. It was the closeness we gained in the process. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.